new evidence for the existence of dark energy. Now, we've talked about this. You remember, this is the mysterious, unseeable, repulsive force in the universe discovered just a few years ago. Well, astronomers working with the Chandra X-ray Observatory say they have added to the growing weight of evidence for the existence of this force. This new work, led by Steve Allen at the Institute of Astronomy in Cambridge, England, measured the distance to galaxies clustered throughout the universe and came to the same conclusion that the universe began to expand. It stopped contracting, actually started accelerating apart for some reason about 6 billion years ago. Here to talk about it is Dr. Michael Turner. He is a cosmologist at the University of Chicago. He is also the Assistant Director of Mathematical and Physical Sciences at the National Science Foundation. He joins us from his office in Chicago. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Turner.
Good to be back, Ira.
Tell us what this evidence is exactly.
In order to study whether the expansion is slowing up or speeding down, we use the fact that telescopes looking deep out into space look back in time. And in order to actually make this measurement, we need to reproduce what Hubble did, his famous diagram where he plotted the distances of objects versus their velocities. And the distances are what's hard to measure. And what the Chandra group did was came up with a very new way, very clever way of fixing the distances. And when they measure these clusters of galaxies, when you look at clusters on the sky, you see the galaxies themselves. But with an X-ray telescope, you actually see the hot gas that accounts for most of the ordinary matter in a cluster. And what they did was, by making X-ray measurements, they were able to determine the distance to these clusters and construct a Hubble diagram and therefore measure the past expansion of the universe and come up with the conclusion that the universe is expanding faster today than it was in the past. That is, the expansion is speeding up, not slowing down as one would have expected.
In other words, if there had been no expansion, they might have been closer than they were to us, for example?
That's right. So they found that these clusters of galaxies are farther away than you would expect in a universe that's slowing down. So at question here is not whether or not the universe is expanding. That we know for sure. It's, is the expansion speeding up or slowing down?
Right. And do the dark energy people jumping up and down now saying, hey, you know, some
really... Well, I'm a dark energy person, and I'm jumping up and down. It's what's interesting about this is this discovery that the expansion is speeding up and not slowing down was one of those discoveries that might have gone away. It might have been too good to be true. And there were a number of scientists saying, just wait, this too will pass. And I think that this evidence really nails it. This extraordinary discovery about the universe, the evidence now amassed, meets the what I like to call the Sagan standard. Carl Sagan used to say that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And I think this new evidence, based on an entirely new method, tell us that this effect is not going away. This is really real, and we have to try to understand it. And our understanding is no better than it was the last time I talked to you. We're completely clueless as to why the universe is speeding up and not slowing down.
So there's still no hypotheses. You know, people always were talking about this new string theory as possibly explaining it. Do you buy that?
Well, the last time we talked, when I say we're clueless, we have too many ideas.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, you tested an idea on me, and you said, could it be for this reason? And I said, sure, why not?
I think that idea was another universe next to us.
That's right. So this could be one of the ideas that has been suggested, is that this speed up is being caused by the effect of the extra dimensions predicted by string theory. And that idea is still possible.
But anything is possible, right?
Yeah. I think to mention what else went with this discovery, which is important, is the next thing we want to know is this dark energy. So we've named the stuff that's responsible for the speed up. We call it dark energy. And the next question that we hope to answer, and this observation got at somewhat, is this dark energy increasing or decreasing with time, or remaining the same?
And can you test for that?
This observation was good enough to be able to test for that, and to the accuracy with which the observation was made, the dark energy is remaining constant, consistent with the dark energy being something like Einstein's infamous cosmological term.
Yeah, but that means it's just a mathematical number.
Well,
it doesn't tell us anything more of what it is, right?
That's right. Well, if indeed it's constant with time, then I think that would point towards the dark energy being the energy associated with quantum nothingness.
I'm letting this sink in a little.
According to quantum mechanics, even the vacuum is not empty. According to quantum mechanics, the vacuum is full of particles living on borrowed time and borrowed energy. And that's been experimentally verified. Back in the 1940s, Willis Lam at Columbia University did experiments where he detected the effects of these so-called virtual particles in the vacuum. Mm-hmm. And the issue now is, and I hope you're sitting down, is how much does nothing weigh?
I love it.
And the effect of vacuum energy on the expansion of the universe depends upon how much nothing weighs. And from the theoretical side, we have failed to be able to calculate how much nothing weighs. The numbers we get are absurdly large, leading many theorists to believe that even quantum nothingness weighs nothing, in which case we have to look to something else. For example, what you suggested, the effect of extra dimensions causing the speed up.
Do you need new physics then, maybe?
The most radical idea is one that I kind of like, which is maybe there is no dark energy out there. Maybe we just don't understand gravity. And maybe we are detecting a new aspect of gravity. The universe, as it's expanded, has become more and more dilute. Now, in everyday life, it doesn't seem like the universe is empty. But if you look at the average density of matter and energy in the universe, it's many, many orders of magnitude smaller than that of water. So the universe is getting pretty emptied out. And maybe it is a feature of gravity that in empty space, the expansion of space accelerates. So that would be an example of needing new physics.
To explain how gravity behaves.
To explain, yeah, to say that there really isn't dark energy here, it's just that we don't understand gravity. Or it could be that Einstein's theory of gravity is quite adequate, but there's a new substance out there, dark energy, that we don't understand, and it could be due to new physics. So right. We see this as a real opportunity to extend our understanding both of the destiny of the universe and also how gravity and quantum mechanics work.
Well, that was my next question. Is there's been this effort over the last 50, 60 years to quantize gravity, to bring it in line with the other forces of nature. Maybe now that's the wrong way to go, I hear you saying. Maybe we should look at it as a wholly different thing.
Well, I think that this could be a clue. Mm-hmm. The two great intellectual achievements in physics in the 20th century were general relativity and quantum mechanics, and we know that they're not compatible. And one of the challenges for the 21st century is to bring them together. And this observation of the universe speeding up could be the clue that takes us there, because it somehow involves gravity, it's mm-hmm. the universe, and on the other hand, it involves the energy of nothing and quantum mechanics, and so this could be a big clue as to how we marry quantum mechanics and gravity.
Wow, I love it. 1-800-989-8255. Let's get some other noodling in here from Herb in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Hi, Herb.
Hi there. Thanks for calling me, mm-hmm. or rather me calling you and getting through. It's unusual, I do. Anyway. I remember reading a while back, this is a two-part piece, there was a Hungarian chemist who claimed that he could find an anti-gravity effect in the nuclei of heavy metals. And there's been an argument about that ever since, for a few people who bothered to check. And I don't know if that was ever really resolved properly. But there might be another force in the universe that we don't know about. But the point I'm looking at is the expansion of the universe. If you throw a stone into a pond and there are some rose petals floating in the water, and the ripples push those rose petals outward, wouldn't those rose petals be like the galaxies we have and we see, and the water is actually carrying them farther and farther away from the center? And as they get closer and closer or farther from the center, the ripples expand and push them farther apart. Wouldn't that give the illusion of increasing speed?
Well, let me try to answer part one and then part two. If Einstein's theory of, Einstein's theory of gravity is enough to accommodate this result. One of the startling things of his theory is that it does allow for gravity to push rather than to pull. It allows it to be repulsive. And, of course, ordinary stuff has attractive gravity, and this very weird stuff, dark energy, or if it's vacuum energy, has repulsive gravity. So this can be accommodated within Einstein's theory, so it need not be a new force, just a new aspect of gravity. On the other hand, as we were saying before, it could well be that this requires us going beyond Einstein to understand it. With regard to your second question, Einstein's theory also predicts that there can be ripples in the fabric of space-time. We call those gravitational waves, and we have good evidence that objects in the universe are emitting gravitational waves. However, these waves are very gentle. They do push and pull objects closer and apart, but the pushes and pulls are very, very tiny. They require detecting changes in distances of less than a thousandth the size of a proton over 4 kilometers.
Wow.
And I'm referring to the LIGO gravity wave detectors in Livingston, Louisiana, and Hanford, Washington, which are trying to make the first direct detection of gravity waves. So I don't think it's these ripples in space-time mm-hmm. that are causing this.
I got about a minute left. Doctor, are scientists more puzzled, amused, or challenged by this now, this black energy?
Well, I think it's two things. One is that this really puts cosmic acceleration on firm ground. So if there were any doubters after this evidence, they'll be gone. And I think we are confused about trying to understand what's causing this. But we're also very excited because I think it's clear that once we understand this, it's going to be a big breakthrough in our understanding of the universe, its destiny, and the basic nature of space, time, matter, and energy.
It almost feels like I wasn't around 100 years ago when, you know, the whole bit about the speed of light was talked about. You know, is it the Michelson-Morley experiment stuff?
This could be as important as that. I think cracking this puzzle, which might happen in a year, might take 10 years or 100 years, I think has the possibility of advancing our understanding of the universe as much as special relativity did.
Well, you're always welcome back and to talk with us, and thank you for being such a good explainer, Dr. Turner.
Thank you very much, Ira.
You're welcome. Michael Turner is a cosmology at the University of Chicago. He's also the Assistant Director of Mathematical and Physical Sciences at the National Science Foundation, talking about dark energy. We're going to take a short break and change gears and talk about another theory, another idea that changed science, and that was evolution. Happened a while back. So we're going to talk with the author of a new book, Edward Larson. It's going to talk about his new book, Evolution, the Remarkable History of a Scientific Theory. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break.